I see you're settling into the court t-shirt's office very well.
It's not co anything. I'm an on-fleek influencer, whereas you're more of a yonishter.
I don't remember a ring light on the desk.
It's a mood for my videos.
You know, you'll have to stop with the TikToks inside in here to the matter of national security.
Oh, please, what are the Chinese going to find out about us? That Ireland is so banjax that we're even headed for a shortage of spuds this year?
And barely.
Yeah, you'd hardly need to be a spy to discover we're a basket case. I can't believe what you and Leo have done to this country.
Sorry, what I have done? You've been in government since your communion, you blackout. Collective responsibility, like.
The mess you guys have made means my list of priorities is really, really huge. It's like having too many streaming shows lined up for a weekend. I'd fix housing, operations for children, reduce road deaths, have an election, and I still haven't seen a single episode of Shogun or Fallout yet.
This is the thing, you see. You're promising far too much, and you don't intend to do any of it.
Precisely. What's the problem?
You can't just show up to work, say you'll do this and that. What are you going to say at the end, when everyone realises that you've made no progress at all?
Dude, I'm Gen Z. That's just what we do.
Sorry.
I'll just say I couldn't do any of it because I had anxiety, or make a sad face and say, oh my god, was I supposed to show up? Why are you harassing me? You're gaslighting me! And so on and so forth.
You have to show up, at least.
No.
You missed the first leader's questions because you were on the phone.
But why couldn't Zelensky WhatsApp me? My generation doesn't use the phone for calls. I'm the Gen Z Tish.
Quartish.
I'm the bro Tish. TikTok Tish. Triple T. I just have to look like I'm doing stuff. I know what I'm doing. I've surfed through 3 ministerial gigs by only doing photo ops and announcements about things I haven't done and don't intend to. And look where it's got me. I've become the boss. Like a boss.
You don't say like a boss when you're the actual boss. I know that much, co-boss.
I'm killing it like a boss.
No. What you...
Smashing it. I'm smashing it.
You'll smash the coalition if you keep promising these unattainable things.
And that's coming from you. You have already given away budget, pension hikes and tax cuts in April. It's April, dude.
It is important that voters know that. There's somebody, at least, who remembers how to do politics the old way. You know, the old way.
It's con man politics, which reminds me, Ripley is still on my watch list, and so is fixing knife crime. Oh, but Andrew Scott is getting such rave reviews. What a to-do. I should do a Twitter poll to decide which one I start first. Oh, decisions.
Look, I've actual things to do here. Policies and the things and ditherings and so on. You stay here and TikTok watch your lightweight brand of politics while I'll be the substance in this coalition.
Okay, excuse me. Did you just throw shade?
I did, but a shade, yeah.
I would really, really block you for that, only I don't think I follow you, or indeed anyone born after Avril Lavigne was replaced by a body double. Hashtag never forget.
I don't know what you're talking about at all. Look, I'm off to fake promise to tackle social media companies.
See if I care, Grandad Grump. Also, my friends at TikTok say, you're blocked. Block, block, block. China Abu. Ha ha ha.
Hello, you're listening to Arena. I'm Sean Rocks, and yes, that's exactly what I used to doodle on my copy books in school. Today, Taylor Swift released her eagerly anticipated double album, The Tortured Poets Department, or as it's known in Ireland, the Arts Council. And here to discuss is President Michael D. Higgins. You're very welcome.
No, you're very welcome.
Right. People listening might not know this, but you're a bit of a Swiftie, aren't you?
Oh yeah, Tay-Tay and I go way, way back. I mean, her music has always resonated deeply with me and my experience. For example,
right.
We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together is a song about the Labour Party and I.
Really?
Or You Need to Calm Down is what Sabina says when I get too het up watching the full Irish hidden camera show. Have you seen it?
No way.
I mean, Dunnock O'Callaghan is fooling nobody. You're fooling nobody through that fake moustache. I can see you. Excuse me.
Now, there is a bit of speculation this album might be a revenge hit against her ex-boyfriends Joe Alwyn and Matty Healy.
Nonsense, sir. This album is plainly about yours truly.
Really?
I mean, the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
That is the name of my WhatsApp group with Martin Sheen.
But why would Taylor Swift write an album about you?
Jealousy, one supposes. I mean, it's a terrible affliction and she's plainly obsessed. I mean, she needs to calm down.
Yeah, I just can't see how it's about you. I mean, if we look at the tracks here, we've got LOML, which means Love of My Life.
No, it's Leader of Mischievous Leprechauns. They're offensive.
Also on the track listing, there's one called Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
A first-person narrative from my perspective. I mean, as an example of Tay-Tay going too far.
There's another one here, but I don't think I can...
Go on, what is it?
It's called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
So do you see? It is most outrageous.
Well,
I mean, I miss the old Tete. She used to be full of energy and good ideas, like the old Labour Party.
Right.
Now, instead, she's a total sellout, like the new Labour Party.
And now, I'm reminded of when you called out Ursula von der Leyen.
Yes.
Is this another attempt to generate publicity by starting a feud with someone who's not even aware of your existence?
How very dare you. Tay-Tay and Michael Didi have beef. Now, if you'd excuse me, I have a diss track to write. Because, to quote the Colleen herself, baby, now we've got bad blood.
Your Excellency, thank you.
Thank you, Sean. And bear poor Sloan here.
Well, lad, it's Tony here, and it's an unprecedented week in the history of the United States presidency. Donald Trump is on trial over hush money payments to someone your mammy might describe as a poor Colleen who'd catch her debt in that little thing that's on her. The jury have already been deliberating between two possible verdicts. Did he fall asleep or not? Because during proceedings, Donald Trump's head bobbed and his mouth went slack, like your granddad drifting off during a Munster final where Kerry's hammering Clare or Tip. Or Cork, or... Anyway, Trump denies claims that the man who calls his foe Sleepy Joe is in fact Sleepy Don.
This is more fake news from our fake news media. It's lies, it's wrong, they're nasty hombres. Now, the Trump My Pillow Snoozy Trial Special Pillow is on sale now. $59.99 from the Trump Shop. You could just put your Trump Bible under it. It's so good, you'd sleep sitting down, believe me. Huge. Wrong.
Now, for those who haven't been following Donald Trump's trials, or for those without an Excel spreadsheet to explain all of them, what exactly is he on trial for? Unfortunately, this is one of the weak ones, I'm afraid. But, Irish interest alert! That's right, the lead juror they've selected is an Irishman. He's 52, he likes the outdoors, he's married to a Yank and watches the news on telly. Basically, he's every Irish uncle who went to New York in the 90s just for Reeboks, but never came home. He was selected after exhausting tests to find impartial jurors by rooting out MAGA supporters. Presumably they landed on him because there's no possible way a MAGA baseball hat could fit on such an enormous paddy spud head.
I can't believe this is happening in our country. That sort of thing that only happens, they say, a lot of people in third world banana republics like Bananistan. For real, believe me, a lot of people saying that. Coming soon in the Trump campaign shop, by the way, machine guns made out of cheeseburger patties. You ask for them, they're coming. It's the natural next progression after the Bibles, let's face it. Bigly, for real, tremendous number of people say that. Trump's guns, coming soon.
So remember, the 2016 campaign began on a shiny escalator. The 2021 began in a basement in Delaware. 2024 starts in a criminal courtroom. America! Feck yeah! Trump at 78 versus Biden at 81. It's a battle of the ages. The old ages. Donny O'Sullivan, reporting from the city that never sleeps, unless it's on trial. CNN News. Up the kingdom!
That is why the biggest crisis in the world right now is the closure of restaurants. Donate by texting Lobby for Life to the Restaurants Association of Ireland.
That's terrible. I really have to do something. I'm going to do something. Truly is the tragedy of our times. Here we go.
Mallard and Peacock, Jen speaking.
Hello, I heard on the radio that Bistro Biz is going belly up, so I said to myself, Francis, as Ireland's premier gastro guru, you must do something. Hello?
Hi, Swan and Bailey. Denise speaking.
Swan and what now? I thought it was Mallard.
We're under new ownership.
Since the phone call. Let's start with the phone call. What happened to Jennifer?
Sorry, like who?
The young person I was speaking to, the girl.
Moved to Canada, I think. Staff turnover is like...
Look, Denise. I could either do a six-part reality show called something like Francis Brennan, a restaurant messiah, or else like a book a table for supper this evening and arrive dressed like a dandy don.
Oh, you have to go online to make a dinner booking.
Why, can you not just take
Bye.
The...
Bye.
Oh, for heaven's sake. How do I online anyway? Right. Reservations. Okay, right. I have major ones indeed. Denis being one of them. Let's see. Time. Is there an option for wasted? Oh. Okay, 7 o'clock. Click. A deposit. €30. 30. Heaven's sake, the cheek of them. All right. I have to help them. Book and done. Oh. Hello, Francis Brennan's phone. Francis Brennan speaking.
Hello, this is Magda from Gooseberry and Rooster.
Rebranded again.
I'm just ringing to make sure you're definitely coming.
Of course I'm coming. Why wouldn't I? Didn't you just fleece me on a deposit? Why couldn't I just book on the phone if you were just going to bring me back anyway?
Okay, table for one. You will lose your deposit if you don't come.
Sorry.
We'll be sending you 14 confirmation emails you must reply
to.
And to confirm your booking, we need a DNA swab.
Sorry, and what now? And what happened to Denis?
New Zealand, I think.
But wait, I need to... Honestly, you'd get better service with air. And that's saying something, I can tell you. That is saying something, if I'm not mistaken.
Welcome to Ambersand and Surname. What? We're under new management. My name is Jamie and I'll be looking after you this evening.
Well, hello, James. My name is Francis Brennan.
Collection?
Oh, yes, it is Francis Brennan from Francis Brennan, the collection. Do you have a duvet or an ascot?
No, no, no. Is it collection or for sit-in?
Yes, I booked a booking on the online and Magda phoned me back. Where is Magda?
She's gone to Dubai. The staff turnover in this...
Look, I'm just going to sit here. Is that okay, James?
No, I will need that table back in 35 minutes.
Huh, I'll keep the coat on, so will I?
Oh, that won't be necessary. Now, the special is lobster.
Fine, I'll have that, but make it snappy. Snappy!
Very good, sir. I will be back with you presently.
I will be back with you presently. Where is this fool, for goodness sake?
Oh, hello there. My name is Michael. I'll be looking after you this evening.
What? Where's Jamie?
New York, I think.
I ordered lobster. I've only 8 minutes left on my table.
Oh, I'm sorry. You misunderstand. I'm the receiver.
What?
This restaurant is now closed.
Closed? Oh, well, I'm outraged and I'm not paying for my sparkling water, so...
Oh, don't worry, we have your deposit.
Trash! I'll have my coat. It's cashmere.
Oh, you can bid for it at the liquidation auction. It belongs to us now.
Wait. That's it!
Sir?
Fiddlesticks to the lot of you, you basketing shower of fiddling mother fiddlers!
I mean, really, sir.
Stick your restaurants up your bottoms! Bottoms!
Collins!
Hello,
hello, can anyone hear me? Is this thing on? Testing, testing, one, two, one, two, one, two.
That's not a microphone, it's a sweeping brush, Deputy Collins.
All right, well, you're all very welcome to the inaugural meeting of the Independent Ireland Party, coming to you from a disused mart. Tis a mart-ish, if you will. I'm Deputy Michael Collins of Wishcock. Yeah. You might know me as the Millhouse of the Healy Rays. Allow a Deputy Fitzmaurice.
Call me Michael. They call me the Barry White of Roscommon, because of my deep voice. If you're here for the first time, congratulations, you've been selected to run in the election for us.
I'm only here to buy a Wainland. What's going on here?
Good man yourself. You see, you speak the language of rural Ireland.
That's right.
So I'll make you our spokesman for death knells.
I just want to buy a Wainland.
Now, fair play to those who filled out an inquiry form on the website, which is very good. That means you're probably semi-literate.
Sorry, hang on now. Was that to run in the election? I thought I was subscribing to the Farmers Journal.
Do you have a question there?
I'm just wondering, is there a vetting process? Because I'm actually quite mad.
Go way out of that. There's no vetting here unless you're a single male asylum seeker. Actually, a bit of housekeeping. Did anyone here protest again the asylum seeker accommodations?
I did, but I had nothing to do with the fire, if that's what you're asking.
Well, without further ado, I nominate you as our new spokesman for anti-immigration.
All right, listen up. Over the next few weeks, you'll be out and about on the campaign trail, lead handling, and you'll be panhandling for number one.
We've made up some do's and don'ts for you.
Firstly, you're representing rural Ireland. As such, the dress code is colchi tuxedo. That's an old fleece over a dress shirt.
Sorry.
Jeans with a 45-inch waist, leaving lots of room to hooch them up when you're reinforcing a point about nitrate.
How about a tie?
Yes, but only for tying around your head in the count centre when you're getting the bumps after filling the quota.
Hey. Yeah. No, our talking points here are simple. Stand up for rural Ireland.
I'm a wheelchair user.
Also, we have to protect the freedom of speech.
Right.
Now, it's different from the freedom of speech.
Oh.
We are for the freedom of speech, which is having your say on any old shite that comes into your head.
That's it.
We are also in favour of eliminating spending on NGOs. All right, repeat after us. NGOs.
Yeah,
the NGOs are a good one for us. It's a trigger word for our core support, basically voters who don't do any research.
What about the NGOs that help homeless people and victims of domestic violence?
You want to watch yourself there now.
Nope.
You don't want to get tripped up like that in the media.
Did we forget to say that? The media are not to be trusted.
Yes, I can confirm this is absolutely the case, and you can take it from me, Kieran Looney, RT News.
RT News is the virus.
That's the man from RT.
Shut up. Don't be upsetting the rabble. Our new members. We said you can run for us, but don't mention the RTE.
Oh, my sincere apologies. Old habits die hard.
Right.
Kieran Looney, RTE News, Athlone.
Hashtag RT bias.
The rabble are turning on us. Let's go. Get out.
Kieran Looney, RTE News, making a run for it. Run!
Mr. President, sir.
What's the deal?
It's time we discuss this conundrum of ours.
Yeah, you're right. So let's get down to it at last.
Do you know why it's shaped like an oval?
No, sir. It's our conflicted position on Israel.
Shaped like an oval because the Pentagon was already taken. Grandpappy Finnegan told me that one when he was piddle-eyed and poteen.
Sir, your handling of the Middle East conflict is causing your ratings to tank among Democrats at the worst possible time.
It's a bunch of malarkey. Folks don't understand the issues here, man.
Well, frankly, it appears neither do we, sir.
What?
We say we're supporting Ukraine because Russia is a brute force that's weaponized food.
That's right. Putin's as bad as a filthy Sassanach who invaded and starved my people by shooting the potatoes in the ground.
Which brings me to Israel, sir. A hugely dominant military force pounding poor, huddled masses and causing starvation.
Ooh, well, shucks. I sure do love a good mass myself. Ooh.
It's unconscionable, sir.
It's hard. Is it here? Was he? Did I ever tell you about Corn Pop and his chain?
I'm sorry, you can't get out of this one with another misty-eyed anecdote, sir.
Well, what if I tell the one about my uncle who was shot down in the war and was eaten by the cannibals?
Aside from being a tad inappropriate when we're talking about starvation, but also there's the fact that the story isn't true.
Here's the deal. Russians are bad dudes. But Israel are our dudes. We're the good dudes. It's like in sports, when your guy punches the other guy, it's wrong, but it's cool, man.
So we condemn Russia for doing the bad thing, but not Israel for doing the bad thing.
They're doing it against bad dudes.
Yes.
Hamas.
Okay.
I mean, how can you be an Islamic terrorist bunch of feckers and have ham in your name?
Oh.
No respect.
Oh, look, the problem is the entire world is condemning these Israeli attacks on Hamas that are hurting innocent people.
Well, I find it concerning.
Sir, realizing halfway through your lasagna that the best before date was 3 days ago is concerning. We're talking about tens of thousands.
Which reminds me, we gotta condemn Iran for firing those drone doodle bugs at Israel.
Well, this is another one. I mean, Israel bombed an Iranian military base in Syria first, so Iran was defending herself, which apparently you're not allowed to do unless you're Israel, right?
Jeez, well, maybe this does sound like a malarkey.
Yes.
Why don't we do it the Irish way?
Hmm?
We stay neutral, but let one side use our airports.
Sir, we already allow Israel to use our weapons and our generals. We are up to our necks in it.
Man, don't you have any good news to tell a fella of a Friday?
Oh, yes. Well, wait, there is. You're going to love this one.
Yeah,
you know, you know the guy who calls you Sleepy Joe, right?
Oh, yeah. Cromwell wouldn't be up to him to cur.
He fell asleep himself during his hush money trial in New York City. Can you believe it? I mean, I think you're going to crush this election by just simply being the one who's the most... the most there. Oh, dear.
I know it was
I best fetch the presidential sleeping hat.
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Johnny Smacks.
And I'm Johnny B, and we're the
two Johnnies.
All right, that's enough, Johnny S.
Right, okay, look it. We're absolutely buzzing. The GA is finally back.
Back? Where did it go, lad?
Good point. League only just ended, and then the championship is like 35 minutes later.
Yeah.
There was like a bigger gap between a fullback's last two pack of Tejo.
Them lads are savage for Tejo, lad.
Lad!
I know a fullback who's in a better relationship with Mr. Tejo than his missus.
Yeah. If only she tasted like cheese and onion.
Hey! Now I know we're hurling, lads, but what's in store for the football this year?
Well, probably the same two who's going to end up getting the spoils of the riches as they do every year.
Are we talking about Kerry and Dublin, or the two of us?
Oh, lad!
Hey!
Look, some people are finding it hard to get excited about the big ball this year, but I think it's class crack.
Right.
Even if your team gets knocked out, there's always the backdoor entrance.
Jeez, now, are you sure you can talk about that on the radio, lad?
What?
We're on our final warning from RT, the whole lot.
I was talking about the system for qualification to the knockout round.
Oh.
They've changed a bit.
Right.
But it couldn't be simpler.
So how does it work, lad?
Okay, get this. Outside of the 8 provincial finals,
okay.
The next 7 best placed counties,
seven.
Based on league rankings, will qualify for the group phase.
Phase.
Plus last year's Talton Cup winners.
How many is that, lad? I should have paid more attention in algebra.
So 16 teams will go forward to compete in the group phase.
16.
Then there's a knockout phase.
The quarterfinals.
Well, actually, there's preliminary quarterfinals as well.
Ah, for Pat Fox's sake! How's a fella going to arrange dates for a hen, or a stag, or a wedding, or a second day at a wedding, or the third day at a lock-in after a county final, with all these permutations going on?
I know, not to mention the Euros and the Olympics. Cancel your holidays, lads.
Cancel.
And the honeymoon, and tell your owl ones you won't see them again till September.
Also, what is this shite about Leinster playing rugby in Croke Park in May?
Sorry, Leinster? Are they one of the Six Nations or what?
They're not, lad. This is club rugby or something. Wouldn't mind if, sure, if it was Ireland, but it's actually Leinster, lad. Leinster, like.
Yeah, just looking up here on the internet. It says the Leinster are playing Northampton.
Oh, an English crowd. I didn't think this could get worse. Come on.
Apparently, it's in the East Midlands.
Oh, that's the Brits for you. They can't just have the Midlands like us. There has to be, like, East Midlands. Come on.
I know, like. I mean, if it was Ireland,
yeah.
It would be basically the Langry bit of Roscommon that's shaped like a goujon.
Goujon!
Goujon bingo, full card, lad!
Lad, up the Premier!
Enjoy the championship, but don't forget the anthem.
Lad, 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 lad.
Welcome to the Tommy Tiernan Show!
Oh, thanks. Hello. Good evening to you, wherever life finds you. I'm quiet, meaningful Tommy, dressed, I suppose, like a kind of Samuel Beckett fisherman. Tonight is the last episode of the season, so will it be like the ending of Breaking Bad, you know, where two halves of his psyche come together like a pair of youngin' lesbians? Or like the Sopranos, sudden and shocking. Like the diarrhea you get from eating chips stolen back from a Salt Hill seagull. Or more like Game of Thrones, when everyone just is a bit disappointed to find out who finally sits in the chair.
Ready to find out who sits in the chair tonight?
Right. Tell me their name, beautiful Fred.
Jesus. It's Patrick Keelty!
Ah, right. Well, yeah. well, how are you? Amazing, right. amazing to be here, Tommy. How are you? Yeah, that's a great question, Patrick. Wow. How am I now? Let me ask you this, though, Patrick. Why am you now? Amazing question. Look, if you mean why am I here, I suppose I agreed before the scandal.
Right.
And before the missus got the ITV gig. And I thought, well, RTE would be amazing. I thought it would be amazing. Amazing.
Jesus Christ, there's poetry in that, isn't there?
Amazing. I want to ask you, like, do you find, like talking slowly helps drag out the time on air on these infernal shows?
It is just great, you know, to slow down and to say words like down and kindy down every 5 minutes on the show.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you need to bring everyone together, which I do by saying peace in Ireland and in Northern Ireland and in the north of Ireland, there is no better way to fill in the time.
Powerful. It's f***ing powerful, Patrick.
I know, amazing.
You're right. It's amazing.
That's my word. You can't have it.
Sorry. Thank you for that, Patrick.
Right.
I feel really communed there, sort of. True entanglement of souls, chest hair.
Thanks, Tommy. It's been amazing.
Who's next, Fred?
That's the last person we can find. We finally have run this thing into the ground, Tommy.
Oh, jeez, that means only one thing.
Hello, you bastards!
Welcome to the show, loud and inappropriate, Tommy.
Yo, finally let loose like a small blathered Jesuit priest liar after a 4-hour mass and nearly 5 pints of holy wine.
Oh, God. So how are you, man?
I'm interviewing you, you squinty, wistful Lutheran man. Here's a proper question. Would you rather go to a muckross car wash backwards or a Leithrum puberty forward?
Stop.
Let me host the next season and I'll breathe some life back into this old shite.
No. Listen, thanks for joining us this season. Bye.
Have you ever seen a Leitrim lesbian hopped up on Strongbow and Skittles? Horny for a PTO on the back of a messy.
It's lovely. Hello there, it's your Cottish Mihal here, and welcome along to the latest episode of my podcast.
Oh, do you have a name for it yet?
Actually, I've been thinking right enough, Jack. Talking through Mihal, you know, with a comma. Just a plain words, because like we're talking through certain issues, and it's also true, you know, truth. So, talking through Mihal.
Yeah, but when your name's Mihal, it does sound like it's called talking through Mihal.
Stop the blackguarding, will you? You sit there and just fade down the banks, will you?
All right, yeah. By the way, thank God the Ardesh is over. There haven't been that many bet down owl lads rammed into a building since, well, the Matter A&E every weekend under our...
You've upset my chakras now.
What?
No. There was a very successful conference. Of course, we had the slogan, delivering for Ireland, delivering for you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that. Deliveroo gives me the ick about workers' rights, to be honest.
No, it was delivering.
Now, nobody likes delivery drivers, you know.
Stop.
Firing boxes over your wall, slapping them on the doormat.
Dithering for Ireland. And look what you made me do now. And I'm flustered enough having to half defend McAtee's hate speech bill, even though it wasn't my idea in the first place. Like, I only voted for it.
Well, I don't think the war on Gaza was your idea either, but you're very comfortable giving out about that.
Well, I mean, that's a, you know, look, we're getting away from the point here. I want this podcast to reflect my non-political persona.
Right.
The sort of thing I'd have revealed to Tommy Tiernan if only he'd had me on as a guest on the chat show. And the series is ending now.
Well, I did try, but they'd no interest.
I think we could have covered and discovered a lot of common ground, a shared Celtic mysticism in terms
it was
of the...
quite a hard no, really. A real sense of finality to it.
You know, we could have both spoken quietly, looking slightly off camera, talking about wind, poetry, you know, head cocked to the side, a well-lit frown, as if you're trying to figure out which of the backbenchers had too much carbohydrates at lunchtime.
Tommy's podcast is over now as well, you know.
Is it? Mm. Oh, there's a gap in the market there. So what was that called again?
The Hen House.
The Hen House. No. That wouldn't work for us.
No.
I can hear Mary Lou going on about headless chickens and the like.
And cocking things up, of course.
As if she'd do a podcast. Safe House. Safe House, she might call it.
No, she'd call it Mary Lou, you looking at. And it would just be an hour of intimidating tirades and stink eye.
That's very good. Right. I better get back out there and do the core Taoiseaching thing again.
As I've said, be careful you don't stand too close to Simon Harris,
what?
Or it'll look like you're sponsoring him at his confirmation.
That's not helpful at all in terms of...
Oh, sorry.
My chakra's ghosted me now altogether.
Well, that's not a bad name for your podcast, in fairness.
Out of stuff.
My chakra ghosted me. No. Or you could do one of those The Rest Is podcasts. The Rest Is Pensions with Micheál.